Track 203.
The Puritan settlements around Boston and Salem and points north were not the easiest places to live. The Puritan settlers were non-separatist Protestants who came to the New World specifically to convert the Indians, for one, to make as much money as they could make for their underwriters, for another, and to worship as they pleased, for a third. Pilgrims, of course, were separatists. They fled the difficulties, the persecution, the bad feeling in England that Protestantism and Catholicism were constantly creating friction. And so these people, they left. And the Pilgrims settled in Plymouth, but the Puritans settled in Boston. And this painting, it's called Endicott and the Red Cross, and it shows this view of an event that took place around 1635 when Governor John Endicott received a letter from King Charles. And the letter said something to the effect that Catholics weren't all bad. And John Endicott, of course, was furious at this. And so he took it upon himself to cut the cross out of the flag, out of that red ensign that we were talking about earlier. And he made this immensely American gesture, this idea that I am free. I am far enough away from you to do as I will. It's not a particularly comfortable picture. On the left side of the painting, you will see that there are two Native Americans and a man in a black cloak. The man in the black cloak is Roger Williams, who was himself quite a evangelical preacher, but who believed that the Native people ought to be paid for their lands and that people ought to be treated fairly. Very shortly after this event in 1635, Roger Williams would flee Massachusetts and settle his own colony in Rhode Island. And he would welcome people of all faiths, Catholics, Jews, Native Americans too, Baptists. Eventually, by the 1650s, this new sect of Protestants called the Quakers. One of the most fascinating features of this painting is the figure sitting in the stocks, just to the right of Roger Williams, between Roger Williams and the drummer. You'll see that there's a figure with long hair wearing a gray hat, and he's sitting in the stocks. That figure in the original story was a Catholic. However, William Allen Wall painted him in classic Quaker garb. Wall is making a statement about how badly the Quaker people were treated by the Puritans, and he's looking back. So he's turned this painting into a larger statement. It's not a pure history painting because there weren't any Quakers in the 1630s. They didn't come around until later on, but he has included them because they were in fact persecuted in Massachusetts. In fact, written into the laws, the general laws and liberties of the Massachusetts colony, is the following sentence. They called the Quakers a cursed sect of heretics lately risen up in the world, and they were forbidden to bring any of their writings into Boston. They were forbidden to preach in Boston. They were forbidden to really even to visit Boston. And so these Quaker people lived instead in Roger Williams' colony in Rhode Island. They lived in Newport, and they spread out along the south coast of Massachusetts, out to Cape Cod, out to Nantucket Island, but specifically they settled here in the old Dartmouth region with a Paunagansett meeting house, which was built around 1690, and it became a center for a Quaker meeting in the Dartmouth area.